Hi, it's Lindsay. Welcome to BB on Blast. I'm still a bit ill, so forgive the croak, but I'm aware it's only a 3-week season and a lot's happening, so I wanted to podcast because a lot of people have been asking me, God knows why. I shouldn't start like that, should I? So I've actually gone through and I've even done some research, listeners. Can you believe it? Not much, to be honest, but it's not like Generation Y or anything. But yeah, let's see what's been going on, because it's only a 3-week series and there's a week gone already. Oh my God, this year. Oh, I've been ill all year. So it's just, this year is just, anyway, whatever. Who cares about me? It's All Star. Is it All Stars versus New Stars? It's not a very catchy title they've got there. And then they've got like the comic book type theme. How does that link in with the All Stars or the New Stars? Doesn't it? It's just, nothing hangs together. It's just a bunch of different ideas that they're just throwing at the wall. I like the house. I like the furnishings. I like the coloured toilet roll. I want some of that. Emma's looking good. Her hair is, I like the colour. I like the cut. I don't like the slick back. And her clothes are okay. She seems to be going a bit sort of office weary this year. I think Emma secretly yearns to work in an office where she doesn't have to deal with Big Brother contestants like Jedward. But unfortunately, she's stuck presenting about 12 million shows on TV each week. So the lineup of All Stars, it was okay. There's a few that should be there that aren't there, and a few that are that, well, whatever. But I think the notable, bear with me, I'm not well. Exceptions who should be in there are, well, Pete Bowersby is dead. Tiffany, a lot of people are wondering where Tiffany is and wondering why we've got Stacey. I'm guessing because Stacey's cheaper than Tiffany. I've put Alex Reid, I don't know why. I just like Alex Reid, I think he's funny. Perez would be so good. I don't know why he's not there. There must be others that I can't think of, but it's a bit of a mixed bag, but it always is. But the thing that I'm most grateful for, thank you, Big Brother, is there's no fucking Geordie Shore, X on the Beach, TOWIE people. And considering how often these fucking morons win the show, it's actually amazing that Big Brother have restrained themselves and not put these fucking imbeciles in the house. So I'm so happy that we've not got Bear, Charlotte Crosby, fucking Lauren Goodyear. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh my God, I'm so happy, because they really ruined my enjoyment of the show. And the only two who are sort of comparable with that at the moment, I say, is Callum and Colleen, who have pointless casting. Well, I'm just so happy that we haven't got all these fucking Lewis Bloor and Marnie and all this fucking just boring scripted reality TV fucking assholes. I immediately thought of Spidey when I said that, but at least their form of scripted reality TV is entertaining. So I'm really glad. Thank you that there are no, and let's keep that a thing for all future series of Big Brother. My cat's scratching. No reality TV people. Big Brother is the reality TV show. It doesn't need to cast its net out to these inferior shows to get housemates on. Assmates. Right, I'm going to pause, cough, sip my drink, and then we'll get on with the housemates. Oh God, I hope I don't sound too bad. I think I sound bad. Anyway, we'll soldier on. So, first in, Spidey! Yay! So, Spidey were like, oh, there's only 1%, there was only 1% in it between us and Rylan. Do you think this beef between Spidey and Rylan still exists, or do you think it's just made up thing? It's just acting, isn't it? Spidey are like reality TV stalwarts, aren't they? If you don't watch their season, you're an idiot, because it's brilliant. But I'll tell you what happened. No, I'll just give you brief crib notes. Spidey battled with Rylan, Toadfish, Razor Runner. I'll show you, horrible bastard. Claire from Steph. But not Frankie Dettori, because he was hidden under a kitchen counter. If you've never seen that series, you have to watch it. It's so good. The way that they annoy Rylan is so good. Especially if you don't like Rylan, you will love Spidey so much. I actually liked Rylan a lot back then, and I have money on him, so I was more Team Rylan, but I loved Spidey as well. And just the whole thing, like, I never seen like a show end on such bad terms of the final two, like, sat like opposite each other, like miles away from each other. Normally they're like hold hands and stuff. It was just like the beef was real then. I don't think it's real now, but it's quite a funny little sort of story, I guess. I like the jackets they're wearing going in, Illuminati chic. They were immediately looking for booze as usual. And yeah, I think so far they've not been that good, which is a bit annoying, but I think they just need a bit more time to warm up. I think probably Spencer don't want to get nominated that soon. But I hope that they're gonna live up to expectations. I think so far Spidey and Jedward haven't been as good as I want them to be, but I think it's just because I don't know, maybe it's because they're older, or I don't know. I'm hoping that they come out of their shell, as they say. sorry. So next was James Jordan. Oh, what? I can't shout. Why, big brother? Why? What have we done to deserve this? Poor Audley Harrison is probably sitting at home trying to watch Big Brother and he sees James Jordan come on. So James Jordan's backstory was he had a. This is the research I've done. I like looked on what happened in their series, even though I watched them all. I can't remember. He had a petty beef with Audley Harrison. They had a notable duel in the Under the Dome task. That's quite ridiculous. If you want to go back and watch that. But James Jordan's main role in the house was wiping Gary Busey's butt. Erwin also toadying up to White D. Why haven't they brought her back four stars? Oh yeah, I've put the place that they came as well. So Spidey came second in their series to Rylan, and James Jordan came third, beaten by Audley Harrison and Gary Busey, who won. That was 1 year that the idiot general public actually got it right. Well done. As you know, James Jordan is the Brad Pitt of the dance world. He's a sexist, he's a prick, he's even looking a bit chubby now. So far, he's been an absolute dud. The only thing he's done is ruined, like, beefs that could be interesting by chipping into them with his pointlessness. And he wasn't even a likable villain in his own series. He wasn't someone you love to hate. The way he spoke to Gary Busey is disgusting. He's just a horrible, horrible person. I don't know why he's in there. He's not an all-star. He's a piece of shit. Next. So Jasmine Waltz was a replacement for Jasmine Leonard. I don't know if they were just gonna go through all the housemates called Jasmine. Next on the list was Chloe Jasmine. I just thought of that now. It was quite funny, right? laughing at my own jokes. Nothing changes. So yeah, Jasmine Leonard, who incidentally goes out with Christian MJC in real life. Are they still going out? Surely not. She was like a little skinny evil thing, apparently she was she Holocaust denying or what was she doing? I don't know. They obviously looked at her Twitter. They didn't look at Tila Tequila before she went in. It wasn't Holocaust denying. What was it? Oh, I know. Saying all. Terrorists and Muslims, or all Muslims are terrorists, or something along those lines, something ignorant. So instead of her evil charms, we got Jasmine Waltz, who you may remember from being in a love triangle with Casey Batchelor and Lee Ryan. That was a good all-star series, apart from Jim Davison one, but we don't mention that. So what it was Casey was going out with Lee Ryan. They were like having a nice little romance. Then Lee had his eye on Jasmine. They started getting off in a UFO in the back garden. Jasmine got evicted and Casey and Lee got back together again. I think then it was the taps off, taps on when they went and got off in the bathroom. That was Casey and Lee, not Jasmine and Lee, I'm pretty sure. And then they did a freeze task where Jasmine came back in and basically put Lee Ryan on blast. And then Lee Ryan got evicted for a clock, I seem to remember. That was all good stuff. What is Jasmine Waltz famous for? At the moment, she's giving me really strong Carla Connor from Coronation Street vibes. And I said she looked like an anorexic Carla Connor on Twitter, which got me moaned at for body shaming. Whatever. Jasmine is basically a love triangle addict, and she's now trying to embark on another lot. No, she already has embarked on another love triangle with two hotties in the house, Callum and Jamie. So far, I don't think she's even kissed any of them. She put her hand on someone's leg, which Austin got the ump about. And now the whole of Twitter is calling her a slag. Seems fair. The only noticeable. F no, no, fuck. The only note of all things she says so far is Stacey wants to sit next to me because I'm cuter than her and she'll get more airtime. A bit bitchy, isn't it? I like her though. I don't know why. I like her eyebrows, though. She's got them all like scrunched up. They look kind of cool. She's way, deserves way better than either Callum Best or that midget footballer. They're both absolutely disgusting. But yeah, more on that later. So the next housemate was Ray J. He is famous for having sex with Kim Kardashian and it being released, possibly by him, I'm not sure, on a video. And I think he was going out with Whitney Houston at the time of her death. Oh, shut up. Although we all know that she's allegedly was a lesbian, so that's interesting. He came in the house wearing a Union Jack shirt. I don't know if Ray J knows about the Union Jack sort of association with the National Front and things like that. So basically, he went into the house looking like a bit of a racist. Perhaps someone should have told him. he spoke for the first couple of days. Since then, he's been largely mute. He's got a jacket that looks like Nicola McLean has shredded it. What else has he done? No, got nothing for you. The next housemate in was Bianca Gascoigne, or Bianca, as we all say in England. There's quite a lot of debate about how you say Bianca or Bianca. Spencer Pratt just says Bonka from the strip club. So that clears it up. I mean, if she's annoyed with the way Austin's saying her name, she's not going to be too happy when she watches that footage back. Yeah, I know. Gazza must be going nuts. She's got kind of hair made of like long yellow nylon, and when she went in, she had like spikes coming out the top of her head. Looked like she was someone from Northampton or something. Although she has taken them out now. She dropped the old escape goat thing. Just like, that is tired. I didn't get this whole thing with Callum Best. I thought her and Callum Best used to go out together. Like, they dated on Love Island, which was a reality show back in the day. And oh, thank God, the cat's just gone out. he's making so much noise. Yeah, like, have you seen either Bianca or Callum speak to each other in the house? I've never seen them even, like, so much as say hi to each other. Personally, I'd like it if someone mispronounced my name. I think it's quite cute. Next person in is Bianca's good friend, Austin Armacost. Woo! I just finished his 2016 calendar. And here he is back to slash the prices on his 2017 calendar. So, so for the ones who've been there before, I'm telling you the backstory. Well, obviously for the ones who've not been there before, there's no backstory. So his background was, he was in the UK versus USA series, which is a really good series, actually. He was basically an unknown when he came in the house. He ended up coming second to James Hill, because James Hill pulled out my grandfather's watch card or something towards the end. Austin did a lot of shouting. He was very volatile. He called Janice Dickinson a cunt. He had a go at that redhead one from Atomic Kitten, which I approve of. Of course, the mantle with James Hill. That was magical. And notably, he did not get his letter from home from his husband when everyone else got theirs. I always felt sorry for him about that. And now he's split up from his husband, which is really, really sad. I've got a real soft spot for Austin. I know that he's being an idiot. I know that he's a drama queen and he like loses his temper all the time. But I think he's misunderstood. There's just something I like about him. And he hates Heidi and Spencer, so that's a good bit of drama there, I think. In my blog on the first night, I wrote, I hope Austin doesn't blow the goodwill he built up last time. I think he's blown it already. He's going like, oh, I'm in a strange place right now. He's got a new boyfriend. The thing I don't like about Austin so much this time is he seems less Yorkshire. I take it he's not living in Yorkshire anymore because he sounds really American now. And I miss the way he used to say, a up chuck and things like that. So I think he should go back to his Yorkshire roots. Yeah, I really hope Austin doesn't go out early. I really hope he doesn't go out this eviction. Oh God, that would be awful. How can he? There's so many other useless people in there. Yeah, I like Austin. I don't care what you say. Everyone on Twitter's like, Austin's a cunt, Austin's a twat, blah, blah, blah. Like, shut up. But I totally can see why they're saying it, but I just like him. He's just one of those people that I just like no matter what, like Jason Roy said, no matter. Ugh, sorry. Just had to pause to, like, cough up phlegm and have a hot flush. This is hard. I'm working hard for you here, guys, even though I'm just talking into my phone. But still, it's difficult. I've not spoken at all for over a week, so, and now I'm doing all this speaking, so it's, yeah, I know, cry me a river. shut up, Lindsay, whatever. So, Colleen Nolan is in next. Now, you've got to have a loose woman. Why? Why the fuck have we got to have a loose woman? They're known cunts every single year. Fucking Sara Khan, Colleen Nolan, Linda Nolan, Carol McGiffin, Denise Welsh, need I remind you. Why have we got to have a loose woman? Has there ever been a nice loose woman in that house? No, because there are no nice loose women. Colleen Nolan is 51 years old. She looks like she's in her 60s. She's a miserable cow. Oh, her backstory is, yeah, she's a miserable cow in her season as well. She had beef with Judy Goodyear, also known as Bette Lynch from Coronation Street. Because basically, Judy Goodyear saw what a cow she was, although Judy Goodyear was a complete bitch as well. Colleen was in there with Jeannie and Clary, Danica, The Situation, Prince Lorenzo. Prince Lorenzo, what a booking. wish list. Name one thing Colleen did in that house other than have that argument with Judy Goodyear, sip up and sod off or whatever. There is nothing. There's nothing. She does nothing. She adds nothing. She's not an all-star. She's a waste of casting because they seem to be putting a lot of her things she's saying on camera. God knows why. She doesn't say anything of interest. Pointless. Waste of time. I'd rather have my gift back in there. So, whatever. Oh, I think I'm having a relapse. Next in is James Cosmo. I had personally never heard of him before. He's an actor. He's in Game of Thrones, so he must be quite successful. I don't know how big his part is in that. He's the Lord Commander or something or other. And the Night Watch, is it? I don't do dragons and goblins and shit, so I don't know. I like him. He came into Eminem. That was quite cool. Does he really like Eminem or is he having a laugh? He likes the early stuff, though. Yeah, he likes shit like Brain Damage and... I never meant to give you mushrooms, girl. He likes that shit. God, no, I'm singing, that's not good. He's told a few good stories when Mel Gibson called. I like it when he said to Big Brother, is it alright if I go and wind up the housemates by pretending to pack? I love that, asking if it's alright to go and wind up the other housemates. Imagine if Spidey had to ask before they went to wind up the other housemates. I've been the DR all the time. And then he was worrying to Colleen about whether he going on Big Brother would damage his career. And then he's like, I'm nearly 70, should I be caring? I just thought that was cool. It's just like he don't give a fuck, he wanted to do it, so he just come and done it. like Michael Masden or something, isn't it? Gary Vaynerchuk. But that, if you think about it, there has been loads of big names in Big Brother. There's just loads of really shit ones too. But you can't put someone like, oh God, I can't speak. I'm like, you can't put someone like Bear in a house with someone decent because they don't want to go in. Probably it was stipulated in people's contracts to have no like TOWIES in the house this year, as it should be. Oh God. Sorry, I can't breathe. I've got to get through this podcast because I really want to listen to a happy hour one that's about Big Brother, because I like hearing Americans' take on Big Brother, and I really want to listen to Jason Roy's podcast about Big Brother on your reality recaps. But I didn't want to listen to either of them before I'd done my own, because I don't like to take on anyone else's opinion. I like to have my own opinion. So I've got to get through this podcast just so I can listen to those other ones. No, not just for that. I really want to do this podcast. So I just feel so ill. Right, shut up. Stop moaning. Next in is Stacey Francis. Now, you may know her from X Factor USA. I think I watched all of X Factor USA. I still don't remember her. I remember Alex and Sierra. She was also implicated in the untimely death of Whitney Houston. Called her a name or something 2 days before. I'm sure that didn't have anything to do with it. And she has some long running history with Ray J. He's a family friend, whatever that means. Would Stacey have been cast if Ray J hadn't been in the house, do you think? Because I don't really know what her selling point is. He's boring as fuck, we've already ascertained. She did say that Wesley Snipes had the biggest dick she'd ever seen the other day, but on the whole, she's quite annoying. Could they not have got Tiffany? I know it's like, oh, the black woman slot, but it's true, they're only going to do one black woman slot because they're racist. So give it to like someone who we really, really like Tiffany, not this Stacey, who's a bit, you know, a bit loud, a bit in your face. She's not even that loud, but her singing is really annoying. And I don't know though, certain bits of her I do like, so I'm not sure, but if she does go first, I won't really care. Now, I waste the whole page of my notebook writing Brandon Block's name, and not very much after it. I used to go see Brandon Block in the late 90s, early 2000s, DJing. I think he was a knob then. Now he's just nothing, he's like bland. Jess is like, I can't take credit for this, but it was good. I saw a tweet where someone said he looks like homeless Ian Beale. I might have even been Ashley, I'm not sure. But yeah, he looks exactly like homeless Ian Beale. Google homeless Ian Beale if you don't know what that looks like. And when he came in the house, Spencer said he looks like he has more juice than the other elderly guy. She made me laugh. Jedward, very unimpressed with Brandon Block's DJ game. They think he should collaborate with Justin Bieber. And I did notice when they did that secret rave thing, which I'll talk more about later, Brandon Block put his hair in pigtails. I'm not sure what to say about the pigtails. It just seemed a bit odd from him. He's a bit crazy. He looks old as fuck as well. I think he's only in his early 50s. He looks like an old age pensioner. Don't do drugs. That's what happens to you. And those teeth. I mean, I'm sure that's all the ecstasy's got something to do with it. yeah, that's all I've got on Random Block, to be honest. Well, I wonder how much they paid for him. Hopefully not too much. Nicola. Oh, God, right. I need to have a drink and a... get my inhaler out before I get into this one. Right. Nicola McLean, or is it McLean, whatever. What is she famous for? I think it's for being a wag. For our American listener, you probably do know, wag is like wives and girlfriends of a footballer. It's an extremely sexist terminology made up by newspapers. Yeah, I think she was a page 3 girl, but I don't think she's anymore because I think she's too old. And she's just a cunt, really. So her backstory is she was in the series with Denise Welsh and the Playboy twins. I like them. They're like Heidi Montag, actually. They're just like inscrutable. Nicola, if you put Nicola McLean in Google, basically the second thing that comes up is shred, shred, shred. She famously shredded half the other house's letters so she could get a letter home from her kids. And where did she come? Oh, so I looked on the wiki. It said she was the sixth person to be evicted. I couldn't be bothered to work out what that meant. She came. She's probably sixth, I guess, something like that. So her husband cheated on her, but she forgave him. And she said to Jamie O'Hara, marriage is marriage. Just keep that in mind. Later. And she's being a bit of a bitch, like looking down on other wags, looking down on Danielle Lloyd. Well, karma's a bitch. I fucking hate people who say shit about karma, so annoying. But she seems like someone who would say karma's a bitch, so I guess it is, even though karma doesn't exist and life is just a series of unfortunate things that happen, followed by death. talking of unfortunate things, next person in was Jamie O'Hara, a footballer who was married to Danielle Lloyd. Now, oh God, don't get me started. If you don't know who Danielle Lloyd is, just Google Big Brother race controversy and read the wiki page about it, and it will bring you right up to speed. She basically caused an international race row when Shilpa Shetty was in the house with Jay Goody. And a lot of people remember Jay Goody for doing that, and a lot of people don't remember Danielle Lloyd was extremely instrumental in that whole bullying of a visitor to our country, which is a national embarrassment, an international embarrassment, actually. But anyway, Jamie O'Hara thought it was a good idea to marry this bitch. So we already know he's an idiot. He said, what could go wrong about being in the house? Well, I think we've already seen a few things that could go wrong. First from your idiot wife, and now from the way you're behaving in there. He looks like he's about 3 foot tall. Danielle Lloyd said she doesn't want him to talk about her in the house, probably because she doesn't want people typing Danielle Lloyd and Big Brother into Google. And one thing he said that really got up my nose, if you could get up my nose if it wasn't so stiffed up, was he wants to be a little bit appreciated for paying out a fortune for his kids. He wasn't going to pay for your fucking kids, bitch. They're your fucking kids. Do you want me to fucking pay for them? I ain't got no kids. You're a footballer. You got money. Pay for your own fucking kids and shut the fuck up. Don't have kids if you don't want to fucking pay for them. Fucking idiot. Who should pay for them? Seriously. And just when he said that, I just thought, ugh, especially like the little bit, he wants a little bit of appreciation. Because obviously he gives the money to Danielle Lloyd and she tells him to go fuck himself. Like, fuck you. Ugh, I just thought that was disgusting. So I already hated him from then on. And now he's involved in this bromance with Callum Best, where they're both trying to fuck Jasmine, and a stupid love triangle. He's just tedious. Anyway, more of him later when we get on to Nicola McLean being smashed out of red. Oh God, Callum Best. Oh God, hang on. Oh God, I can hardly breathe. I wish I knew where my Vicks inhaler was. Oh God. Anyway, Callum Best. First up, he is not an all-star. His dad is a famous person, rest in peace, but he is nothing. This is what pisses me off. In his VT, he goes in going, I'm a red-blooded male. Now, what does that mean to you? Because we've all got red blood, as far as I fucking know, unless you're royal, then you've got blue blood or whatever, or a lizard or whatever. So what does I'm a red-blooded male mean? I didn't type it into Urban Dictionary, but I think if I did, it would mean I'm a fanny rat, I sleep around, I'm fucking horny. So he's going in saying that and then going, oh no, 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 I've put a lot of work in trying to repair my image. Oh, I'm not the kind of guy who has a one-night stand. It's like, oh, shut the fuck up. No one gives a fuck who you fucking sleep with apart from you. Stop trying to fucking manage the public and trying to fucking auto-correct your image from whenever, a million years ago. No one even cares about you or thinks about you or has any opinion about you other than what they're seeing in front of their face, which is you ruining a good TV show with your boring love triangle, your boring mum, and your embarrassingly bad hair transplants. So shut the fuck up, bitch. The worst part about it is he used to actually be attractive. Now he looks like a fucking human potato. He is disgusting. So his backstory is he's a slut. He came in on his series, which wasn't that long ago. He came third to Katie Price and Katie Hopkins. Imagine that, losing to Katie Hopkins. Ugh, imagine how awful a person you must be that Katie Hopkins beats you. Fuck me. At least Katie Hopkins didn't win though. Fuck. Oh yeah, Rudyard Kipling wrote Callum his letter from home that series. That was interesting. You'll be a man, my son. It was actually Angie Best who couldn't be bothered to write Callum a letter from home, so she just sent in a poem that someone else had written. Callum famously lost his cool with Perez, because Perez, what did Perez say? Is it something about his package or something? I can't remember. I didn't look it up that closely, but I do remember him finally, like, boiling over. And yeah, he's trying to shake off his Fanny Rat label. Oh, he came in with, like, wearing, like, a suit made out of wallpaper from an Indian restaurant. I don't think that's racist. And I actually like that sort of velvety wallpaper that you can stroke, but not on Callum Best. I like it as wallpaper, not as a suit. And he's still holding a grudge against Katie Price, aka Jordan, for nominating him. Get the fuck over it. Why is it bad enough having him in there, then they put his fucking mum in there? Like, seriously, give me a fucking break. So I should have said, really, the whole time that all the housemates are going in, basically the first four housemates that went in, they put them in a secret room, you know the drill, and they got to be the producers, and they get to choose which housemates they want to edit out, although ultimately that meant absolutely nothing, just like all tasks on Big Brother, Big Brother UK, I should say. But it seemed like about 45 of them went into the producer's house, and only about three of them were in the other house. It was weird. Oh yeah, so Callum was in there watching as Angie Best come down the stairs, and he goes, "Oh my god, it's my mum." That was actually good. That was actually a good shock face, and if that was acting, it was great acting. I believe he didn't actually know that she was going in. And James is like laughing at him, basically, "Oh, your mum was in there." So why is Angie Best in there? She's pointless. She's Callum's mum. Who cares? Hate all these family member things in there, apart from Jedward, of course. She can't even write a fucking letter from home. How's she going to be a housemate? Callum's had to explain the rules to her on a few occasions. And Callum later said to her, "Oh, it's brilliant that we're doing this together." Yeah, whatever. He should be pleased. If he's trying to shake off the Fanny Rat label, having his mum in there is perfect. He gets to be the gentleman. He gets to look after his mum. He should be happy as fuck. That's, like, perfect for his image. So, still he's not happy. Still he wants to fuck around. I've written some other things down about Angie because... there was nothing from the first night. Basically, she started having beef with Spencer straight away. Spencer's like, "Oh, I'm onto you, like, you're a true gamer." And she said about Spencer, like, "You can't tell if you're having a genuine conversation with him or not," which is true, you actually can't. And then she's pissing everyone off basically by going on about eating apples and, "Oh, there's so many calories in this and so many calories in that." But she seems to have the biggest problem with Collie Nolan, because Collie Nolan looks like 10 years older than she should from her obvious unhealthy lifestyle. But what the fuck has it got to do with Angie? What Collie Nolan shoves down her trap or fucking sticks in her lungs? It's none of your fucking business. Telling someone not to smoke is one thing, which is way over the line anyway, because who the hell's going to listen to that? Even if you tell your own boyfriend not to smoke, I don't give a fuck. No one, people have to want to give up smoking themselves. Someone nagging you to give up smoking isn't going to help. You have to realise it for yourself. But going to someone, "Oh, you shouldn't smoke," and then going, "All your family have died around you," that is absolutely disgraceful. That is a real low blow. And I'm surprised Colleen Nolan didn't fucking flip a lid about that, because that is terrible. Like, "Well, your fucking ex-husband drank himself to death, bitch, so shut your face. And also, doesn't Callum smoke and drink, so shut up." She should be worried about what Callum's doing. He's, fair enough, I understand worrying about what someone you love smokes or eats or whatever, but someone you don't even know, who gives a fuck? Let them fucking drink themselves to death. None of my business. yeah, so she's just like getting on everyone's last nerve, basically. And I would be annoyed if I was Colin, but then Colin was going, like when Colin nominated her, Colin was going, oh, I feel like, I feel too nervous to eat around her, like I'm worried about what I'm eating in front of her. Fuck that! I would shove every last fucking cake and chocolate bar in my face right in front of her, because, God, it's like living with fucking Gillian McKeith all over again. Fuck that shit. Ugh, fucking nutrition Nazis are the worst people to live with ever, especially for me, because I eat 100% saturated fats and E numbers. So that's all the housemates. Or is it? No, it is not, because 2 days later, can we hear the girls scream? I'm John, he's Edward. That's not it, is it? I'm John, I'm Edward, and together we are Jedward. Is that it? I've forgotten how it goes. I've heard it so many times, I've forgotten how it goes. Fuck. It's funny, isn't it, Jedward? Like, how angry they make people. And I don't just mean in the house, like, people on Twitter and people you know, they proper hate Jedward. People hate Jedward's guts bad. But equally, a lot of people love Jedward, and I fall firmly into that camp. I just think Jedward is so much fun. It's like, I don't know, I don't know why you would hate them, because they're so interesting. They're so, like, unique, and twins are interesting anyway, but I don't know, there's just something really intriguing about them, like, what is going on with them? And now they're 25, it's, like, even weirder, because it's, like, they're still trying to act like the young Jedward, and they still look young, they are still young, but it's like, I feel like one of them is like, don't want to be in Jedward no more. He wants to go solo, and the other one's still like, yeah, Jedward, and he's like throwing shit around, and the other one's sort of like, oh god, how many more years am I gonna have to keep doing this? And I think that's interesting. I want to see Jedward split up. And they were split up on the first night, but and let me tell you Jedward's backstory first. So on their last series, they the most memorable things they did for me was they shared a bath with each other, which was extremely interesting. They did an amazing trolley dash around Lidl where they had to get food for the house, and they just came back with like 17,000 Haribos. It really pissed everyone off. The weirdest part was they came third, inexplicably beaten by Kerry fucking Katona, are you kidding me, and Paddy O'Doherty, woman. Why, who the fuck was voting for Paddy O'Doherty? Who even is he? That was just senseless. Like, I thought Jedward had like an army, like where was the Jed army or whatever they're called, Jepic. Like, where were you? I just, that was one of the most inexplicable results ever, apart from when Ulrika Johnson won, which was just insane, and Denise Welsh and Jim Davison. But anyway, also I noticed on the wiki when I was reading about Jedward's season, that was the same series that Mohammed Al-Fayed came into the house for a task. That was interesting. And also Marco Pierre White came in to do a cooking task. No, not that one. They weren't cooking up crack. And also Pamela Anderson was a housemate that year. Do you remember when Pamela Anderson was in the Big Brother house? I think she had like the Jackie Stallone kind of edit, like I think she had her own room, and like she just hung around for a week like Jonathan Shaban, then she fucked off. But to think that Jedward were in there with Pamela Anderson and Mohammed Al-Fayed was in there, that's quite interesting, isn't it? That's some quality Big Brother back then. That was quite a while ago. So back to, sorry, I'm sniffing, I'm sorry, I'm sort of struggling for it. So Jed would basically fall over before they even get in the house. They were just like running wild, like rambunctious. Emma couldn't control them. Emma can't control even her own auto cue, so whatever. They they come into the house. All the housemates are like called into the back garden to watch a show. There's a stage. Ray J's like, oh, I hope it's Jay-Z. Well, the dry ice budget, I've never seen so much dry ice since Charlotte Crosby won, and she said, I can't see Emma. It was ridiculous. I couldn't even see Jedward for dry ice. But they come in with, like, space suits, look like they're made out of paper mache, look like they'd actually been made for a task. And then started performing, I use that word loosely, their song. And Ray J is going, are they big? Are they joking? Are they joking? They are big, and I think they're also partly joking. Then one of them fell over again in the garden. One of them got called to the dining room, Edward, and he had to go to hospital on the first night, and he said, Jedward in crisis. Wouldn't that have been good if, like, that one had been, like, just hospitalised the whole time? We just have to see John on his own and see how he copes, like, how he can get into, like, scrapes on his own and stuff. It'd be interesting, wouldn't it? And they said that they watched the first night, but then they hadn't watched any more. But I think that was a lie, because they seemed to know about Watergate, which I'm coming on to. Remember when Jedward were, like, really good friends with Tara Reid, and then they're in Sharknado. They're not in it for very long, though, because I watched Sharknado. I think it's Sharknado 2 they're in. I watched both of them, actually, but I think they're only in it for about 3 seconds. But it reminded me of that time that Sheryl Crow performed in the back garden on BB USA. But their song was actually all right. Their singing is obviously awful, but I didn't mind their song. Everyone's faces when they come in, everyone just looks bemused. It's just funny. And then earlier that day they were like speculating who might go in, and Colin was like, oh god, it better not be Jedward. Yeah, we don't want any housemates actually enjoying themselves, having fun or laughing, do we, Colin? Miserable cow. Sorry, that's ageist and sexist, but I think you can agree with me that it's accurate. So let's see what else has been happening inside the house. Sorry if you're listening to this on headphones. You must be, like, struggling to hear me over me swallowing my own... here we go. So the edit out task. First, they put Stacey on the block. Wasn't even on the block, was it? Was it just... it's edited out. And she had to wear, like, some beige hoodie. And they edited out James C. He wasn't bothered. He just fell asleep in a chair. I didn't even understand the edited out thing, because first she had to go sit in the garden, and then she was just, like, sat in the house. Everyone could still talk to her, even though Spencer said they couldn't. And then Spencer was, like, trying to annoy her. At first I thought he was trying to be nice, because he was, like, going, oh, when we first came in our season, we had to live in the basement for, like, 3 days or whatever. And that actually seemed quite genuine, but he began to annoy her quite quickly. And then she had words with Heidi as well. It's like, ooh. It's like, come on. They want to paint you into the angry black woman corner. Don't let them. Don't let them do it to you. And then, basically, the upshot of it all was the last two to be edited out get to nominate one person. God, that's a lot of... It being edited out meant nothing. It just meant wearing, like, a brown hoodie. That was it. And then the last two to be edited out were Jamie and Angie, two of the most boring people on earth, who put up, by process of elimination, James C., a lovely man. Why not put up Brandon Block? He does nothing. His teeth are gross. His glasses are disgusting. His hair looks greasy. Ugh, he's just revolting. I do want him to say something of interest, but I just don't think it's going to happen. There was a lot more to that task. There was some, like, role play, and I think Angie grabbed Bianca's boob, and then something else happened. I can't remember it, though, and I don't care to... I didn't write it down, so it can't be that interesting. Read my blogs if you want to see what I thought about that. Exertainment. So then... oh, God, there was this whole ongoing storyline, which was really fucking boring, actually, with Stacey and Ray J having a non-dignified silence about Whitney Houston, and, oh, blah, 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 and, oh, blah, 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 no, it's not your fault, no, it's not your fault. He's like, oh, I would never sell a story, blah, blah, blah. You never sell a story, but you take, like, megabucks to go on Big Brother and then go on constantly about it until, you like, your batteries wear out, and then you just mute for the rest of the time. Like, ugh, gross.
So they talked about it about like 3 or 4 times. And the final time they talked about it, Colleen like blunders in like halfway through the conversation. She's like, oh yeah, Whitney obviously wanted to kill herself. I was like, she didn't kill herself. She like drowned in the bath while she was high. Like, shut the fuck up. And then Jamie O'Hara goes, typical loose woman. True. So then, so Spidey was trying to have this fake beef with basically Angie and Callum. But I thought Spidey miscalculated this because Angie and Callum are separate housemates. Spidey are a joint housemate. So, numbers game wise, Spidey doesn't have the upper hand. Luckily, the idiot general public loves Spidey and hate Callum and Angie, so it should all be good. And Spidey's like bragging to Angie about like eating tacos on his social media or whatever. Like, please. And then Angie's like, people actually want to watch that. No, not really. Okay, hold on. So now we have Watergate. Now I can't do any Watergate jokes here because Roiland did them all on bots. So we'll just say Spidey decided to hide bottles of water for no apparent reason. They said later that they hid 4 bottles of water. I didn't rewind the tape, but I think it was at least 8. Why are they hiding all that water? Are they prepping for the end of the world? They're both big conspiracy theorists, so I wouldn't be surprised. But it was really weird the way they did that. I don't know why Austin got so angry about the water. He seemed really mad about it. Is it Austin's water? Does it have your name on it? He seemed really mad. And then he was like looking in Heidi's bed for the water. And she was like, security. She didn't say that, but she might as well have done. Austin got so angry, like that vein starts going in his neck, and he's just so, so angry. It's like, it's only water, like, relax. And then when he went to the DR, Big Brother basically told him to grow up. And they're like, look, there's drinking, you can drink the water out of the tap. Like, you lived in Yorkshire, water must taste worse up there, innit? And then, sorry, my friend lives in these. sorry, she don't listen to. Austin said it was a crime, them stealing the water. It's not really a crime, is it? And then Ray J said, why can't people just drink the tap water? Indeed. Although on Twitter, loads of people go, some people can't drink tap water. It's like, well, tap water is a lot cleaner than bottled water because it gets tested like 300 times or something, and bottled water just comes out of some manky old spring somewhere, so think on. And also bottled water is bad for the environment. So that. Now, doors. Do you prefer them open or shut? Seriously, is this all Spencer's got this year? Opening a fucking bloody, what's that thing called? Garden door? No. What's it called? The back door? The side door? Oh, I don't know. Spencer's game plan is opening a door to annoy Austin and get a bit of a breeze on Austin. Like, come on. This is, like, not the gameplay that I was expecting. and I hate to victim blame, but if Austin was really upset about that breeze, he could have just gone and sat in the bedroom or something. Like, why sit there and be annoyed? But why let Spencer annoy you? Spencer doing his Tai Chi in the garden. Spencer wearing that bright pink hoodie. Like, there's so many things to be annoyed about. He has had a haircut this year, and he isn't wearing so many teacher fleeces, although I think he still has got 1 or 2. He does look better than he did the previous series, but that wouldn't be difficult. And when he had that awful, like, bum fluff beard, ooh, so disgusting. James Jordan was, like, involved in that, like, trying to warn Spencer, and he's like, oh, yeah, wait until Jenser get together, which is James Jordan and Spencer. James Jordan, Jenser is not going to happen, so forget about it. There's too many Jameses in that house. James Jordan, James Cosmo, is that his name? Cosmo. And Jamie O'Hara. That's too many J's. We've got to get rid of at least 3 of them. So then Bianca had a task. No, she didn't. She was the only person who didn't. Everyone else had a task to try and distract Bianca, which proved to be a lot easier than probably seemed like it was in the task planning meeting at Ted Towers. So they basically had to eat pizzas in the living room without Bianca noticing. Stacey took Bianca to the toilet and said, oh, I want to masturbate, but I can't do it in the house. Thought that was quite a good diversion topic of conversation. It is hard for a girl to masturbate in the Big Brother house, I think. Actually, I think I'll just leave that right there. You don't want that waking everyone up.
I'm getting delirious towards the end of the pod.
What's his name? James C had to walk Tony the Pony through the house. Gemma Collins, rest in peace. And he said, I am the Lord Commander and this is my steed. That was quite funny. Where was Bianca? Oh yeah, Angie was teaching Bianca meditation while he did that. That was quite a good diversion actually. And then the final thing they had to do was have a secret rave in the snug, and Brandon was fake DJing on the plastic decks. And I liked it when they were all dancing in there. It was good. And then Jed would go, oh, this would be in our best bits. Like, don't talk about your best bits. That's too all-knowing. Best bits. Don't do that. And then Austin was quite good because he was keeping Bianca talking. And then he was like, oh, stay right there. I've got a surprise for you. And then just fucked off of that. I thought he actually did. They all did quite well in that task. I like that task. It was like a nice, good, sort of feel-good, classic Big Brother task that, like, it was just fun and it was just feel good. I wish they'd do more tasks like that. Obviously, I still want the shit stirring task as well, but that was like a real good, like, I don't know, just like a heartwarming kind of a task. And then they got awarded more takeaway later. Angie must be fucking furious. I just realised I've barely mentioned this love triangle thing. It's because I don't care about it. Shall I talk about it? So basically, Jasmine, I think Jasmine fancies Callum a bit more, but that Jamie O'Hara clearly really fancies Jasmine. And then Austin's going, oh, she had her hand on his leg. Oh my God. And then Colleen's like, oh, you're leading him on. It's like, oh, shut the fuck up. She's not doing anything. She's not even kissed anyone. Like, her setting in the house is obviously to have a love triangle. Like, you should know that if you're trying to get with her. It's like, shut up. The whole thing is pathetic, and people calling her a slag. Oh, have I already talked about this? Oh, God, because I remember saying people calling her a slag. Whatever, I don't care about that. It's boring. It's taking up way too much airtime, so I don't want it taking up throat time on my podcast. Throat time? That sounds rude. hold on. I need to rejuvenate. So, like, having a party to celebrate passing that task, and then Callum's mum was dancing with James Jordan, like twerking or whatever, and then Callum was like, oh, it's okay, mum, when you dance like that it's totally fine. It's like, the fact you need to say it's totally fine means it's not fine. Basically, everything Callum says, just apply the opposite and that'll be what he actually fucking means. Meanwhile, Stacey went to the DR and she said she's feeling horny and she fancies Callum and Brandon because he looks like he'd pull your hair. Let's just think about that for a moment. Callum, oof. And Brandon, he looks like fucking Jim Royal. He looks like he's got like a mask on to rob a bank. He is not sexy. She said something like, he's got a glint in his eye. Oh, do you think he'd pull your hair? He's wearing pigtails. Oh my God, how long has she been in there and she's fancying Brandon? Fucking hell, Jesus Christ, talk about situational heterosexuality. That's just disgusting. I hope they play that clip to the house, so that would be really good. Is Brandon married? I want Brandon and Stacey to get off. I think that'd be hilarious. At least he'd actually be doing something then, for once. Oh, God. Then we had Callum's one-night stand issue with Colleen, where Colleen said she'd like to marry Jamie, but Callum would be good for a one-night stand. I don't even think Callum would be good for a one-night stand. Bet he's crap in bed. Bet he's got a small willy. Bet he, like, does it in front of a mirror, worrying about his fucking bald spot. It's, ugh, he's absolutely disgusting. All he cares about is, like, how he looks. He looks disgusting. His tattoos are disgusting. Everything about him is revolting. He's got a fake personality. One night stand? No thanks. I'd rather have a one night stand with fucking Brandon Block than fucking sleep with Callum. He's disgusting. As for marrying that Jamie O'Hara midget, better not have any children with him. He'll be fucking worried about the bill for them. It's like, oh, Jesus Christ. So then Callum comes out, hears like the arse end of the conversation and goes, oh, can't believe everyone's talking about me. What a else are people going to do in the fucking Big Brother house other than talk about you, you fucking idiot? No TV in there. Everyone's talking about you on Twitter as well, you fucking munt. It's absolutely ridiculous. He is so... Oh, he's just fake. He's so fake. He come third on his series. He better not come anywhere near third on this series. He's... Oh, he's useless. Shit. Come on. We can make it. We can get that. Okay, I need to try not to get too animated. So, nominations. So, they spoil nominations. Oh, God. Here we go. They spoil nominations with this stupid task because... Stop it. Because it... Oh, God, hang on. Yeah, they spoil nominations with this stupid task because half the house can't nominate. So, was the... What is it? Is the juice worth the squeeze or whatever? Was the juice of, like, that edited out task? No. Worth the squeeze of, like, half the housemates not being able to nominate? No. Because it's shit and I'd rather see why everyone else wants to nominate and I'd rather the first nominations be fair. I mean, James C would never have been put up on the block. It's stupid. So I totally disagree with that. I'm not going through all the reasons why people nominated. I presume you watch the fucking show, right? I'm getting belligerent. So up for eviction are Stacey, Austin, Spidey, Ray J, Angie, and James C. And they told them by how many votes each people were up by. Now, they said that was the first time that they'd ever done that. I swear I remember them doing that before. Does anyone else remember them doing that before? Because I swear I remember it, but Ryan said it was the first time they'd done it. So I'm confused. So mind you, I don't trust my own memory. But I don't necessarily trust Ryan either. And then that was when Austin started getting upset because he... got, was it four or five? I think Stacey got five, Austin got four, and this is off the top of my head, and Spidey got three, and Austin was basically annoyed because he got more nominations than Spidey. And he said he's the third most disliked person in the house. Hold on, isn't he the second most disliked in the house after Stacey? Maths with Lindsay. So then there was... Oh, this must be earlier in the day. Oh, this is while nominations were going on, I think. Nicola was looking for an argument, but it's spoiling for an argument. And Jedward basically threw, like, loads of cushions on the floor in the living room and, like, jumping onto them. And then she said she thought she saw them just throwing food onto the floor, which apparently they didn't. They just put it, like, on the side table. And she comes out, like, to start a row, and they're both like, no, we didn't do it. And then I just give her a hug and say, oh, Jed hug. And then she just piped down because she had nothing else to say. She should have just gone to bed at that point and just called it a day. Then Angie was in the snug or whatever it is, meditating. And Edward went out. And Edward is the annoying one out of John. And John is the knowing one who wants to leave. Edward is the annoying younger one. And he was annoying Angie going, I see two dolphins, one called John, the other called Edward. She just looked like she's going to murder him. It was brilliant. Angie's quite easy to wind, don't you know? what does Spencer say about Austin? He's like one sip away from eviction with his alcohol drinking. And it certainly seemed like that evening because he was wandering around in his pants, basically nearly crying, trying to cling on to his popularity. And then going on about his own season and how he never had to worry about being nominated in his own season and everyone liked him and blah, blah, blah. And he was up eight times or whatever, or five times, whatever it was, and he never had to worry. It's like, oh, Austin, I think you're going to have to start worrying because I think his popularity has slipped somewhat. It's such a shame, though. Mind you, he's getting paid. Who cares? Okay, we're coming up to the nickel a bit. Let's brace ourselves. So that very same evening, we cut to the smoking area and Nicola seems a little bit inebriated. Now, just what exactly are they putting in the vodka at Boreham Wood? I've seen Les Gurning at one of Brandon Rock's gigs back in the day. Honestly, she looked absolutely shit-faced. Her mouth was on the other side of her face, like... Seriously, do people gurn from just drinking? Or maybe, here's my other theory, it's just purely hypothetical. Maybe she's done so many drugs that all she has to do is have a drink and she goes back into that, like, gurney mode. Like, that is not normal to gurn like that just from drinking, is it? What are they drinking? It can't just be those little fucking pre-mixed cans of, like, gin and tonic. That can't make you that. How much must she have drunk? This is why we need the live feed. It's like, how much did she drink to get in that state? That is ridiculous. So, oh God, it's so awkward. I can't really remember the exact details of what happened because it was so cringe. But she was all over Jamie O'Hara and she was trying to kiss him. But he, now this is one thing you don't hear. No one says he was leading her on. Like, oh, Jasmine's leading Callum and Jamie on. What about him leading her on? Because she's sat there off of her fucking head and he goes to her, oh, I love you, I love you, you know I love you. I know he wasn't saying I love you in a romantic way, but still, I love you is strong words. And he was saying that to her, cuddling her. And then everyone else is like looking, going, what the fuck is going on here? And he's like, oh, it's all right, I know her husband. What? It's not all right. She was so obviously completely off her face. At that point, she should have been put to bed. She was even saying, oh, I know I'm so drunk, don't let me get so drunk. It was only bloody James Jordan, of all fucking people, who actually took her and put her to bed. Also, when she was, like, kissing Callum, and then he was like, oh, it was just so, oh, God, it was so awkward. Imagine waking up the next day. Oh, God. Not even the next day, though, is it? Because it's the watching that back part of that that's going to be the hard part. And everyone is just so quick, yes, you Twitter, to jump on board and judge, and, slag, husband, divorce. Like, have you never got drunk? Have you never kissed someone that you shouldn't? She didn't even kiss anyone anyway. But have you never, like, done anything wrong in your life? These fucking Twitter people make me sick. It's like, just fucking judging everyone, well, not everyone, sorry, just the women, for everything. It's like, she was clearly not in control of her actions there, whatsoever. Everyone there, sat there, fucking Colleen, everyone, someone should have taken responsibility for her in that situation. That is the equivalent to someone being that hammered in a fucking nightclub and then just chucking you out and letting you fucking get in a fucking car with someone who murders you, which happens regularly. It's like, someone should have taken responsibility for her there. She was not in control of her own actions. I can't stand Nicola McLean. I think she's an absolute cunt. I think she's a horrible person. But even I feel sorry for her in that situation, because everyone wants to pile on, and it is just a pile on, and judge her, and, oh, slag, blah, blah, blah. Everyone tweeting her husband going, oh, your wife did this, your wife did that. I'm sure he saw it. He cheated on her anyway, so whatever. And you can go back to her going, marriage is marriage, very primly, and go, oh, like, your downfall came within a couple of days. And, like, we can all stand there and laugh, but can you fucking look yourself in the mirror and say you've never done anything wrong in your life? And if so, you're a boring twat. Because everyone has done something wrong. Everyone has done something they shouldn't have. And everyone, I shouldn't say everyone. Most people have got so drunk that they don't know what the fuck they're doing. And it's up to the other people around you to take care of you when you're in that situation. Because trouble is, when you drink that much, you don't know how drunk you are until you see it back the next day. And for everyone to just, and also, I don't think Big Brother should let them get that drunk. Reminds me of Anthony Hutton in the fucking wetsuit. It's like, it's quite dangerous for people to get that drunk. Like, what if she chokes to death on fucking TV? Like, how much had she actually drunk? Like, there must be some sort of duty of care to people. Like, I don't know. I think the whole thing just stinks. And everyone just wants to go, oh, burn the witch, burn the witch. It's like, what did she actually do? She didn't snog anyone. She was well flirty, over the top. She's obviously one of those people who just drinks and... And you can go, oh, if she could do that on telly, then what could she do if she wasn't on telly? Fucking a shitload by the looks of things. If they hadn't been on telly, I'm sure something more would have happened. But am I going to sit there and go, oh, you're a slag, blah, 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 blah? No, fucking not, because that's pathetic and I'm not 12 years old. So grow the fuck up. Not my listens, obviously, because you're normal. But isn't it annoying? And imagine her having to watch that back. Imagine how cringeworthy that would be. And we know her husband is a blatant fanny rat. So her husband probably watched that and was straight on the phone to fucking Hooker or one of his side chicks side chicks. Oh my god. That's how he talks about women. Do you know what I mean? I'm sure he's out doing whatever and she'll get the blame for it. And, oh, she's a mother and blah, 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 blah. Oh, just shut up. Like, just this, like, fucking standing on a fucking pedestal, like, and I know, like, on my podcast, I, like, slag people off and call them names and, but oh, yeah, body shaming. Yeah, I'm body shaming, whatever. But it's all done in jest. There's no actual malice behind it. I don't want Callum Best dead. I just think he's a fucking idiot. Do I really care about Callum Best? No, I couldn't give two fucks one way or the other. I'm just poking fun at him because he's on telly. He's getting paid for me to sit here and poke fun at him. Boo-hoo. But Nicola McLean, that's like someone's fucking life. That's her life that she's fucked up by just drinking too much and then being a bit stupid. And everyone wants to go, ha, 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 ha. And I just think it's gross and I just think it's disgusting. And I just think people should take a look at themselves because we've all been in a situation similar to that. And if you haven't, then good for you. But most of us have because most of us are humans and we make mistakes. So there. Oh, God, I feel like I'm on Black Mirror or something doing a speech just before I cut my own throat. Hold on. I'm going to have a lie down after this. So, as usual on Celebrity Series, there's a vote to save. If you like BB on Blast, I think you should save Austin, Spidey or James C, because I feel sorry for James C. I don't want James C to go out first week. I think Spidey will probably be okay, but you never know. This is how people go. Austin, I think Austin's still got some fans. I think I'm gonna vote for Austin though, just to make sure. Spidey I think will be okay. James C, I won't be that good if he goes, but I don't see why he should have to be the first out. I really want to be first out Angie, because she's so fucking pious. And who else is up? Hold on. Oh, Ray J. I'd be quite happy for him to go. So he's boring. Stacey, I do want her to go, but I don't want a black woman to go first. That's it. So I think Angie or Ray J, because Ray J is contributing absolutely nothing. He's contributing more than Brandon Block, but he's not up. So why is Brandon Block not on the block? There's a title in there somewhere. So that's it. God, I've gone squeaky. It's that Nicola McLean speech. It took it out of me. So I think my early picks to win are... I think Spidey have got a good chance, but they need to do something rather than just be bitchy. I think Jedward have got a really good chance, but I thought that last time, and then they were beaten by Woman. So, who knows? I think a dark horse could be Bianca, a.k.a. Bonka from the strip club. She seems like a very nice girl. She's very inoffensive. She seems sweet. And bland people do win these shows sometimes. Callum Best got no chance. Jamie O'Hara, no. Nicola McLean, obviously not. Jasmine, no. Who else is there? Austin, no, he's not going to win. Do you know what I mean? It's Slim Pick Colleen, no. Colleen, no, then. So I think it's got to be between Spidey and Jedward. The weird thing, though, is that Jedward seem to have teamed up with Spidey, don't they? In a weird sort of, we've got joint names crew. And then Heidi, the way she talks to Jedward, she, like, acts like her and Spencer are twins as well. It's really, really weird. She's like, yeah, we don't spend any time apart either. It's like, you two aren't twins, even though they act like it. That's weird. But so far, I'm enjoying it a lot. I wish it wasn't only 3 weeks. I wish it was longer. I think casting's quite good. Oh, James Jordan, I keep forgetting he's even in there. Oh, he's so boring. I really want him to go. I really want Colleen to go, Callum and James Jordan and Jamie O'Hara. They're my worst ones. Actually, there's probably more than that, but at least half the cast are decent, so that's good enough for me. I think putting Jedward in late as a little treat was good, and I like how much it annoyed everyone, so now I can listen to the other BB podcast. Woo! Thanks so much for listening to this. I really appreciate it. Can you buy me some Strepsils or something? It's all right. I've got a Thai Rosette, so it's all good. I'm going to go have a Lem sip. I really, really wanted to do this all week, but I didn't have any voice at all. This is the most I've spoken since last year. And it's not to another human, so make of that what you will. I'm a loser. Read my blog, Exertainment. I've done it every single day so far. There's some more detail of stuff that I liked and didn't like, because I've not gone into all the minutiae in here because there was so much to talk about. Follow me on Twitter, LightUpVM, as in Light Up Virgin Mary, and read my book, First Aid Kit Girl. It's funny and sad. Thanks so much for listening. I really, 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 really appreciate it, especially now I'm on my own. I know it's not the same, but, you know, I'm doing my best. And shout out to Laurie, who always sends me funny emails. Cheers. See you later. Bye.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.